This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get the official word from the offices of the official person. This is official. Remember in the old days, it used to be your official weather station. Okay, who decided it was the official weather station? The guy that ran the station?
Used all the time. I mean, how many times have you heard, you know, so-and-so is the official car of the Super Bowl?
Right.
Or, or this game show is the official game show of the Olympics.
Right. This is the official drink for the Patriots, whatever, whoever, how they do that. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. My name is Doug Steffen. We get together for an hour every week. This sort of corresponds with another hour talk radio review with talk hosts. Now it's up to Michael, who is actually the person behind the scenes, working with his staff, gathering a list of stories, and happens to be this is the week of April 6th to the 10th. They were going to overview people list, and there's some names on there I don't even recognize. So let's get to it, Michael, and see what we've got. The list of stories is really focused on one thing and one thing only, it seems.
Sort of, yeah. Coronavirus definitely has infiltrated every topic. At number 10, we have technology. At number 9, we have the USS Theodore Roosevelt flap. At number 8, psychology and personal relationships. At number 7, we have a three-way tie between celebrities with COVID-19, Boris Johnson hospitalized, and Linda Tripp dies. That has really no connection to this. Mm-hmm. At number 6, race relations and homemade face masks. Very interesting. At number 5, presidential race and Wisconsin primary. At number 4, U.S.-China relationships and the World Health Organization controversy. At number 3, health care. At number 2, the economy. And number 1, statistics and projections. And those are the 10 basic story areas of discussion across the nation on talk shows.
Right.
In the people category, we have Brent Crozier and Thomas Modley at number 10. Maybe those are two you never heard of. They are the two people involved in the controversy over the USS Theodore. Roosevelt.
Okay.
One is the captain who was fired. The other is the acting Navy secretary who had to resign.
Good for him.
Linda Tripp at number 9. Those who don't know who Linda Tripp is, she's the one that tripped off the conversation about the impeachment of President Clinton when she kind of squealed.
She was her friend. She's one of the worst human beings ever to walk the planet, as far as I'm concerned. Do you think I was too crass this week when I heard that she died? I said, good riddance.
No, I do. I don't like that type of thing, Doug. You shouldn't say that. However, objectively speaking, Linda Tripp, but, you know, it's an interesting thing. This is a human relationship, a human nature issue. If a young woman goes to an older woman and says, I want to lean on your shoulder and I want to share with you something in confidence, even without saying it's in confidence, I want you to comfort me. I want to let you know about a problem I'm having with my boss. I'm having a relationship. And you take it all down and you take notes and you record the conversation and then you go public with it and trigger a national calamity. I don't know. I mean, was her responsibility to the truth and to tell everybody, or was her responsibility to her friend and to be a discreet human being? I tend to think you've got to be discreet, but, you know, that's just me.
Me too. Yep, yeah. I'm with you. Maybe that. You said it so much more eloquently than I did.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, when you get into the area of, that person deserved to die.
Well, I didn't say that, but I think that she was... The example that she set for younger women, for women her own age, I find it. I've said what I'm going to say.
But it's really interesting. This is something that people deal with all the time. I mean, the personal relationships versus public responsibility. you know, loyalty to friends versus, you know, adherence to the system. Yeah. All right, let's go to number eight, Boris Johnson. At number seven, Xi Jinping. At number six, Kayleigh McEnany and Stephanie Grisham. And both of these are the last and the current, the newly appointed White House press secretary. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Grisham never ran a briefing. Amazing times. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell are tied at number five. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at number four. Joe Biden's the only guy left standing. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't it refreshing? We haven't had to listen to a lot of political crap, though, for the last... I mean, if there's one good thing that came out of the coronavirus, and I think there'll be a lot of good things, actually, that come out of it, but the idea that we have to be hammered every day, all day long, with stuff from people who want to run for office or be in an office, it just we needed a rest from it, and the virus has provided us with that, I think, anyway.
Yeah, interesting. Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio are at number three. Mike Pence, Dr. Tony Fauci, and Dr. Deborah Birx occupy the second spot, the three of them. And Donald Trump is at number one. And there's a snapshot of this particular week's conversation.
All right, your wife's name is Bernadette. I wonder what she has. The women who are on the DJV program with me have all had lots to say about Dr. Birx scarves. Like that was okay. What's the story with all those scarves? Have you even noticed her scarves? Did Bernadette say anything about her scarves?
No. Dr. Birx's scarves have not entered the consciousness of the Harrison household. What are we missing?
Well, it's the very colorful scarves. They're very up to... I mean, I don't know what... I think the girls were bringing us back to an era when a lot of people used to wear scarves. I don't know that many people wear scarves today.
Well, people are wearing them now to hide their faces.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Do you have a mask?
What kind?
Okay, I should have known better than to ask that question. The kind that covers your nose, your nostrils, mouth.
I have masks. However, I don't go out. I haven't been out of the house in weeks. Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is under the circumstances. But you know what? You are the perfect one to discuss the technology. Number 10 this week on the story list is all the technology and how we're using it. You know, it pervades all of these things. Actually, number 10 flies into everything from 9 to number 1. Yeah. And so how are you using technology now? That is it different than before? Or are you just...
Well, I've been into being connected with everybody in the world now for about 20 years. I've been one of the proponents of new technology in the radio industry, probably the loudest voice. Wouldn't you say that I'm the loudest voice in the radio industry? I mean, I was the first...
I think you're the loudest voice in the radio industry in lots of ways.
Yeah, you're... Well, okay. But I have always been a proponent of the advancement of technology and its relationship to sociology. So, I communicate. That's why I could be literally in a place during isolation and not necessarily feel isolated, because I'm communicating with people all the time. Look at this moment right now. Yep. Do I sound like a guy stuck at home in his pajamas?
No. Careful.
And his mask?
His mask. Right. Yeah. Either or both of those things. Well, it is a reality. I've been doing this radio program for 32 years. It'll be, 33 starting in the fall. And I have rarely done it in my clothing. I've mostly done it in my bathrobe. And it hasn't made any difference whatsoever. A lot of people a lot of people wanted to take a shower and get dressed, and they feel like they, you know, are ready to do a battle. And I don't think it makes any difference to me, but I think the comfort level that I have enjoyed over the years has helped me actually seem like a more comfortable host, because I am comfortable.
Yeah. And, well, I think we're going through a period. Different. I think we have to reevaluate clothing anyway. I really think that the general paradigm of clothing of the 19th and 20th century from men with neckties, sport jackets, dresses for women. I think that we have to reevaluate how we dress, and it should be for comfort. When you think about how uncomfortable clothing can be, how about women with high-heeled shoes and men having to wear, you know, neckties and all these things?
Why? Well, maybe that'll be one thing that comes out of all of this.
That's what I'm saying.
A new dress code. It'll be, and what will that do to the clothing industry? I remember when I was a kid, when you flew on an airplane, you were dressed up. A lot of people that sat in first class, they were told by the airline, you got to wear a suit or a sport coat and a tie.
Sure, restaurants wouldn't let you in if you didn't have a jacket. They'd give you an ill-fitting plaid jacket.
Oh, yeah, remember that. Yeah, matter of fact, you and I, that reminds me, long time ago, you and I went to the Grill, someplace in Washington. We went for dinner, and I did not have a sport coat, and they gave me one. You remember? You probably don't remember that.
I remembered vaguely. I mean, I've had that happen several times.
Yeah.
But, you know, how about black tie events? How many times have you not gone to an industry event because it's black tie and you don't want it? And most men don't fit into their tuxedos. You buy it either when you're down on weight and you're feeling good, so you buy your own tux, or you know. Mm-hmm. So it means you invariably you check out the tux; it's too tight or too loose.
I got I've got two of them: one from the early days and one from the more recent days. So I can fit no matter what my size.
Right. Well, that's good. But a lot of men actually turn down going to events because they don't want to go through the rigmarole. And formal attire for men. I mean, cummerbunds. I have to say, with total respect to the guys out there that think it's cool to wear bow ties, it's a certain type of man.
Yes, it is.
You won't catch me dead.
Starchy. Did we go when we were at the Radio Hall of Fame? Did we wear a tux that night?
Me, I didn't.
No, I don't think I did either. I think you just sat on it. Yeah. All right, Michael's, we're waning and waxing philosophical, which is number 8 this week, psychology, philosophy, relationships, that sort of thing. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, with a reminder about how to stay healthy. MyPillow helps you stay healthy. And the reason that I underscore that now, because it's great to have a pillow that you can wash and you can dry because it keeps it much cleaner. I'm doing that with my pillows and sheets pretty much every week, if not more, because it's healthier. And right now, the folks at MyPillow are offering you a fabulous opportunity using the DJV code to get pillows that usually are $69 or $79 for as little as $24.99. That is a service. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, it's the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com, code DJV, and by the way, Mike Lindell, who has been all over the place because MyPillow is now producing masks, has a story and a half, and he's written a book about his life, and you can get that actually if you order. The MyPillow order is over $200. They'll ship it free as well. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code DJV when checking out. That's the way to save money and be healthy.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're talking about what we're eating here off the air. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories, the people, things that stick out. One of the things, when you look at how you're living, the number eight is the psychology of where we are kind of in relationships. I think that couples well with technology, frankly, because that's how we're staying connected, most of us. But Michael just let me in on something that I didn't know. He was quite a good cook, and he's been cooking up a storm. And it sounded like you really were enjoying it. I mean, the tone of your voice as you were telling
me. I love cooking. I love cooking anyway. I mean, I haven't become a cook as a result of this. I do cook a lot more often because I also like eating out. And that's been one of the sacrifices I've made. You know, I like to go to restaurants. And I don't necessarily like fancy restaurants. I like, you know, mom and pop.
Diners. I love to go to diners.
Diners, mom and pop dives, you know, places that are just unique.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of that. But, I've been cooking, and I've been trying different things. And, you know, cooking, you control the health value of the food. You don't know what they put into stuff at restaurants
exactly.
to make it taste good. And you can control the cost of cooking. It's cheaper. It's not cheap, but it's cheaper to cook at home than to go out to eat every night.
Yeah, so, that is. Yeah. So I want to get from you your observations about the focus and the focus, the reality of conversation on the radio today, and there still is a political element to it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But is that waning? Is it waxing? Is it temporarily on the back burner? Or is it still very prominent?
It's very prominent. It's just evolving. There'll always be a political element to political talk radio. Come on.
Yeah,
like even on sports radio. There's no sports going on, but they're playing old games. And they're talking history. You know, this is political talk radio. It's news talk, but news and politics go hand in hand. So I'm not somebody who's going to say, oh, yeah, we're going to stop talking politics. I'd hate to see the day we stop talking politics. It's
me too.
It's part of our freedom in this country. So talk away.
Well, but if you look at the ratings, and I don't mean too much shop talk here, but this is sort of a new normal. We've developed personalities, local and national, that have become very important to a lot of people who depend on the radio. The music stations, not so much anymore, but there are a lot of good talk hosts locally and nationally who have become a real focus. You look at the ratings for a lot of these stations, the podcasts as well, how many more people are listening because they want either the companionship or the information. Which do you think is more important, Michael?
Both. They're even. That's a balance. I think the companionship is extremely important. It's an extremely important part of radio. I think the entertainment is extremely important. We just have to understand what is entertaining. You know, some people think entertainment means telling jokes and doing shtick and being silly. No. Entertainment is what's, I guess the word is engaging. There's a word you'll hear. Rather than say entertaining, engaging, meaning, whoa, what's this guy saying? And, of course, information and truthful information, or at least honesty and intent, that the person talking to you is giving you companionship, is making you engaged, and is informing you with something you need to know.
I saw a survey suggesting, especially for all talk stations, news talk stations, that sort of thing, a listener survey that gives all of us high marks for coverage of this. And I think that it's mostly because it isn't quite the same hammer as you see with the television. Am I just imagining that, or you think that's what it's about? It's a personality.
TV's off the rails. I mean, they're all just nuts.
It's crazy.
They're nuts. They're fear-mongering. They're really sensationalizing this.
Yeah, so what is that? What toll do they pay for that? We'll talk about that in the next half hour here as we continue on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrans for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrans at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the coronavirus in the United States from the White House. President Trump says,
hopefully we're going to be opening up. We can call it opening very, 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 very soon, I hope.
Correspondent Robin Walensky has more.
President Trump talking about the U.S. economy during the daily White House coronavirus briefing.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling.
And President Trump updating us on the health of the British Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. That's a very, very positive development.
shining a light on healthcare heroes fighting the pandemic. Landmarks across the nation will take part in a Lighted Blue event tonight. One way to show gratitude for essential workers dedicated to fighting coronavirus. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of April 6th to the 10th. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the stories, do a little cherry picking. You have the stats at number one, and I wonder, as I look at the number of ICU beds, the number of people who are getting treated with various things, the printing from France of the results of the testing, the official real testing that's going on that has so many people confused to use Z-Pak and malaria drug or not. That seems to be driven in a rather strange, awkward way here, because even in the government, they're doing testing of this stuff. One doctor says, oh, no, this isn't reliable, it's not good. And another doctor says, well, if doctors know what they're doing and they know what the shortcomings are, i.e. for this medication, it's if you have a certain heart problem, you shouldn't take it. But other than that, pretty much good for everybody, as the French and the Europeans have proven. So everybody's scratching their head wondering, why in the world is this so difficult? So you look around at all of these sorts of things, Michael, and you wonder how important are the stats. You've got a number one, so they must be important. I saw a survey the other day of 15 things people want to know, and the number one thing on it is how many people have it.
Yeah. No, the stats and projections are the number one topic. That's the thing that people are talking about most is what's the projection, how many people are going to die, how many people have died, how many people have it. For example,
pretty
at this
morbid,
moment. At this, yeah. And, of course, the stats are not accurate because we don't have enough testing.
The Chinese
going
are
on.
Lying through their teeth.
And the Chinese are, you know, I hate to say it, but the Chinese are going to have to pay the piper when this is done because more and more people are aware at how much of a role the communist Chinese government has played in the origins and the spread of this disease through misinformation and who knows what else. But as of this moment in the world, there are 1,605,548 cases of coronavirus diagnosed. There have been 356,161.
You said 100,000. You meant 1 million.
I said 1,605,548. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Recovery is 356,161, and there have been 95,808 deaths. In the U.S., which has the most of any country, and New York has more than many countries, we have 469,121 confirmed cases, 26,448 recoveries, 16,676 deaths in the U.S. as of the moment we're doing this.
But you see, but we haven't put the Chinese number, the real number, the people at the Epoch Times telling us and you and anybody else who listen to their stats that the numbers coming out of China need to be multiplied by 40 in order to get the real true number of people who have died, who have had this thing. They let everybody run around in Wuhan last week, and now there are more cases that have developed as we do this at the end of the week. And the fact that they, it's just amazing, you know, the lying and the deception. It's almost, you know, we've all known somebody in our lives who was like that, but they have a whole government.
Pathological liars, yes.
Yeah.
We all know pathological liars, and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is the biggest collection of pathological liars we've ever seen in our lifetime. Yeah. I mean, this is we have got to come to terms with that. I'm not a warmonger. Isn't it unusual hearing me be so political?
Yes.
Well, that's how serious this is.
It is. You know? And then we need to do the economics of how much stuff, the fact that we're all of our drugs are manufactured. People have got to wake up and held themselves accountable for this problem. It isn't.
Yeah.
It's a universal problem.
We have all played into it.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Cars got all the stuff from China in them. The health care. It has to stop. And maybe it'd be interesting to see if somebody in the political spectrum has the starch to stand up and say,
Somebody has. And it's Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
Donald Trump has, you know, whether you like him or not, and you know how I feel about Trump. There are things about him I do not like, and there are things about him I'll give him credit where it's
likewise.
Due.
Yep,
got to give him credit for being the first president in the last, five presidencies to hold the Chinese accountable. Mm-hmm. When he was first saying it, people go, oh, come on, let's not start a war with China, a trade war.
My friend, the ex Jinping or whatever, Xi Jinping.
Do you know how many people in this country have their heads up the you-know-what of the Chinese government because of their financial gain? Exactly.
Yep.
Money. We're selling out our future.
Selling out everything. And senator from, Tennessee, I can't remember his name, is introducing legislation to bring back to Puerto Rico the tax benefits that made that the headquarters of all the drugs being made in America. They were all done in Puerto Rico. And then the Clinton era, they yanked all of the tax benefits, so they all went to, the drug companies went to China to get all this stuff made. And they're using poison to put the covers on some of the pills are actually, the coatings are poisonous.
Well, that I don't know, so I'm careful about
those
kinds of claims. I don't know about that, but all I'm saying is that economically and otherwise, we are in a very bad state of balance when it comes to what's good for the United States in terms of our relationship with China.
Maybe that's one of the good things that comes out of all of this. Would you like to take a shot at listing at this point? We're way, you know, this thing isn't over for a while yet. And maybe months, could be years, who knows. But at this point, how have we benefited? What do you think the benefits are to us as a people, as a country? What's better?
Well, whenever there's a hardship and there's a national crisis, it often brings out the best in people. So we're readjusting our priorities. We're understanding the importance of nurses, doctors, firefighters, police, first responders, neighbors, family, human relations. That's the number one thing we're getting. Number two, we're moving our technology forward 10 years and 10 months. And the way our society is structured technologically is going to be advanced when we come out of this thing. Third, we've changed the political dialogue. You and I talked about that earlier. We're no longer petty left versus right arguments. We now have more important arguments, some of which are reshuffling the deck of what we used to consider, you know, left-wing ideology versus right-wing ideology. We're updating our political dialogue and being less demonizing of each other and more unified. I think those are very important. And perhaps in the process, we will come up with vaccines and medicine that will not only put this particular coronavirus that we're dealing with into the, you know, the ash heap of history, but maybe we'll have new ways of dealing with future pandemics and other viruses as well.
I just think that we've done a lot of good stuff in the name of helping people. We are a country that really is. I'm frustrated because I can't give blood. Have you tried to give blood? I can't seem to find a place that I can make an appointment.
Now's a tough time to go out and give blood, but I'm sure now's a tough time to do anything that has to do with illness. Now's a tough time to have elective surgery. Now's a tough time to have dialysis. Now's a tough time to have any kind of operation. Now's a tough time to get a toothache. This is a rough time. So when we're done with this, I will make sure that you know how to give blood.
Thank you. That'd be very nice of you. I wouldn't want to own an office building. I saw a survey, 82% of people working at home don't expect to return to the office full time.
Who told you that a few weeks ago?
I think it was Michael Harrison.
I mean, that's when people are able to work from home and all the technology is there, not only are they not going to want to go back to work, their bosses aren't going to want them to come back.
You know, what's also interesting is you see these late night shows or some of these at home shows that are being produced. And the interesting anecdote of kids running in front of the camera. My daughter is a professor at UCLA. And so now they're teaching at home. And so she had to go into the bedroom to close the door and have some privacy. And my 5-year-old grandson, who is at home as well, with, you know, like everybody else, comes running in the room, Mommy, Mommy! And she's in the middle of it, and the kids loved it. You know, they saw the dog, they see the kid. There's a realness to it that we need, I think, to, you know, kind of break down some of the barriers we have.
Yeah. I do want to encourage anybody who's broadcasting from their home, like Vice President Biden or a lot of these TV anchors, be careful what books are in your shelf. People are looking to see what you read.
I hadn't even thought about that.
It's something I figured out years ago. You know,
what is in Biden's books? What is he reading?
I'm trying to figure it out. It's all blurry because he's got them on a they're on an angle. Oh. But I definitely am going to decipher. See what it doesn't necessarily mean what he reads. I mean, I don't know how many people read books anymore, but it's still interesting. What I'm saying is, you know, you can get yourself in a world of trouble by not thinking out the background when you're broadcasting from your home. You know, people have been busted for many, many an infraction by not realizing what, because they're so used to it. It's home. They don't realize that not everybody has dust bunnies that are 5 pounds or have books that make it appear you're political subversive or frivolous,
right.
or God knows what else.
The holy grail of conversation. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, a reminder about your health and well-being. Most of the people who are getting sick, 78% of them, in fact, are obese. They have problems tied to their health that have to do with what they weigh, what they eat, that sort of thing. And so as a result of that, it's time for me to help you get out of that hole, that conundrum, that problem. And the way to do it is to lose weight using Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren. Excuse me, I get so excited. Careful. That's
it. Please continue.
I think I will. Thank you very much. It may be shorter, though, after that. Calitren, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. You want yourself to be healthy. You want to get through all of this madness and have the best chance you can of being healthy on the other side. And you got to lose the weight to do it. Weight is the problem with most people's health. It is. It's just you're too heavy. You eat the wrong stuff. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV and get three bottles at the regular price. One bottle equals 1 month. Take four of these capsules every night before you go to bed, and you're going to lose the weight you are. You're going to lose it, and you're going to keep it off. This is an 86% success rate these people have with this product because it's stimulant-free, drug-free. People want to take it because they know it's safe. So buy three, get three free. Buy 30, get 30 free. All that deal connected to using the discount code DJV. Get free shipping as well at toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Ma and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, one of the things that I like to tout about Michael and his world is the weekly interview he does with somebody specifically from our field. So the MH Interview, mhinterview.com, this week Michael interviews the fellow who's running a station that has heritage identity, WABC. And now that it has new ownership, what's on the horizon there, Michael?
Well, that's kind of interesting. WABC is owned by one company. That's the only station they own. It's not a corporate, mega corporate thing. And the guy that owns it, John Katsimatidis, loves New York radio, loves WABC, loves radio. And this is going to be a throwback to the good old days and maybe the beginning of a renaissance of small, not small in terms of money, but small in terms of numbers, ownership of radio stations. It could be a renaissance. Very exciting, so we're watching it carefully.
Check it out. Michael Harrison Interview, mhinterview.com. You can find it also at talkers.com, where you can find all the latest info on what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be flowing against the tide here with some people who are highbrow movie watchers. I tend to like some of the silly stuff or the action stuff as long as it's not too violent. And I found the first couple of these movies to be quite entertaining, frankly. I found Steven Seagal to be kind of a character in his own right. This is a theme from the movie Under Siege. And as I said, there were, I don't know what, Chucker, two or three, four of these? How many were there?
Yeah, there were two of them.
Yeah, I thought they were both, one was on a ship and the other was on a train. And
correct.
I
like both of them very much, actually.
I did, too. Yeah. They were very interesting. The Ham and Eggers, the actors who overplayed their parts, there were plenty of those, but there always are when guys like Seagal are around because he overplays his part as well because, you know, you're going to look at some of these guys, like Chuck Norris. You know, are they really actors? No, they just found themselves in a good place. And they became popular because of something else that they were doing, and then they became actors, and they had quite a bit of success, frankly.
Some of them did. You know, here's what's interesting. Today is Steven Seagal's birthday. He was born in, I think, 1951. He's 69 years of age. If you look back at his career, he started making movies in 1988. He did a movie called Above the Law. It made money at the box office. He started to become a name. Then he did Hard to Kill.
He was a cop then. Wasn't he a cop in that movie? He was a cop.
Yeah.
I remember the old cars and stuff. Yeah. I remember that.
Alpha Justice. And then his movies, he did some of these, what would you call, B movies that were successful in theaters. And then he got a big break with Under Siege back in 1992. He gets, Warner Brothers puts the most money of any film into that project. It was a fairly expensive
big people.
Action film.
Tommy Lee Jones is a bad guy. Yes. Gary Busey, right. Big actors that were in
that
show.
And then Andrew Davis was a director who also directed The Fugitive. So the studio rolled the dice on him. That movie was very successful. And then he goes on to direct a movie called, he directed a movie himself called On Deadly Ground. Not a great movie, but he got a chance to direct. I thought one of the most interesting movies in his career was the so-called Executive Decision in 96. He gets top billing alongside Kurt Russell. People go into a movie theater, it's a Warner Brothers release, and his character is killed off in the first act, and then it becomes a Kurt Russell movie. That was a great movie, but that was a really interesting decision the studio made.
Is that the one on the airplane? They had to get into the airplane, right?
Yeah. Halle Berry co-starred in that movie. That's a really good film. And then after that, his career started to peter off to a point, and now he's for the last 20 years, he's done a ton of direct-to-DVD movies, mostly play, on a Walmart shelf or overseas in some format. But
he's getting grossly overweight.
And he's not liked. From all accounts, he's not a likable guy. Right. But here's the thing. In his time period, which was mostly the 90s, he opened the door for other people to be action heroes, other than Sylvester Stallone, like, and Arnold Schwarzenegger,
like
Jean-Claude
Norris.
Van Damme, Norris, and there was some directed DVD players like Jeff Speakman and an actress named Cynthia Roddick, who were action stars on DVD. But he opened the door for other people other than Stallone and Schwarzenegger to clamor to their action films, which was I think a good thing.
So let me ask you whether you think, in your observation, we have a lot of television shows that are being produced. The word they're using is remotely, the late night shows. But some of the entertaining shows, the entertainment main 8 to 11 o'clock shows are being produced. Not the episodic stuff, but reality. I'm just wondering if there's going to be somebody, maybe not if, but when, who's going to be the first one to produce a movie like this where they're not actually on scene, but they're doing it with characters. Somebody comes up with a creative idea to do a movie out of people's homes that uses iPhones and stuff like that. What do you think?
I mean, listen, I guess anybody has the opportunity to do something like that. I don't think that's going to be very popular simply because the production value won't be good. Personally, like when I watch some of this late night stuff, it just feels weird because if you don't have the energy of an audience, it does not feel.
Things fall flat.
Even I was watching a bit of How to Be a Millionaire the other day. It feels a little like there's no energy because there is no energy. And with no energy, it doesn't feel like something you're compelled to keep watching. So
That's
what it is. What it is. I mean,
A lot of that's a very interesting observation about it. And a lot that show has been so popular with Regis, but a lot of it was because people liked Regis and that you could see that in the audience and you could feel it. And now you don't know whether people like Jimmy Kimmel or not.
No feedback.
Circumstances. No feedback at all. That's a good point, Chuck.
Nope.
Good man. Talk to you on Monday. Chuck Curry, our Movie Man Movie Moments here on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.